We shall again read God's word from the book of Psalms and Psalm 77. Book of Psalms and Psalm 77, and we shall take up the reading at verse 13. Psalm 77 at verse 13. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw thee, O God. The waters saw thee, they were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and thy paths in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Amen. As the Lord would help us this morning, we might consider that final verse of the psalm, verse 20. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Looking back upon God's works is also always a helpful thing for us to do. It might be a day of trouble and trial, as Asaph here found himself in. This is my infirmity, he's saying. I've got problems. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Well, in a day of trouble, it's good for us to refocus, see the bigger picture, to remember God. And it might be as we face the future, and here we are on the first day of a new year, and we might wonder, what does this new year, what will it hold for us? Perhaps last year was a difficult year for you, or you're just apprehensive because you're conscious of the likelihood of difficulties to come. How good when we can see, in such a situation, the Lord of us hath mindful been, and he will mind us still. Thinking of God is always good and leads us to the place of peace. And we saw on Sabbath morning how Asaph had penned a psalm, and amidst all the confusion of the situation he was in, not understanding God's dealings with him, feeling abandoned, as if God had forgotten to be gracious, he focuses on God and he remembers God's ways, that they are holy, merciful, just, powerful, mysterious, and purposeful. And we saw that on Sabbath morning. And he comes to this conclusion: Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. His people were like a flock, and he acted like a shepherd to them. That's what he did in his dealings with them. And he leaves us to draw our own conclusion. It's a very abrupt end to the psalm. But his very abruptness is calling us to see. Yes, he led them like a flock, and he will continue to lead his people like a flock. Well, today as we enter into a new year, let us focus on God, the one who leads his people like a flock. We'll notice five things. First of all, notice the Lord's personal care of the flock. His personal care of the flock. Now, immediately you look at our text, you will notice the reference to Moses and Aaron. And if you think of the history of Israel from their time in Egypt all the way through to virtually the promised land, then you can see that Moses and Aaron were indeed guides and leaders in Israel. The people listened to Moses. They acted when Moses called them to assemble, and Aaron was the high priest who represented them in spiritual things to God. So there they are. In many ways, you could say they were used to guide Israel from Egypt to Canaan. They were important in the positions they had. And yet you'll notice they were only servants. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Yes, Moses and Aaron were leading, but they were only servants, and they were totally dependent on the Lord. And we see that even in the passage we read in Exodus 15. They come to Marah, and Moses is saying to the Lord, what do we do now? The people are complaining. And he is taking instructions for himself and for Israel from the Lord. He is merely a servant. He is merely the hand that God uses. It was the Lord who led them. The Lord who was with them. A pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night. Notice how it's put, thou leddest thy people. It was God. Yes, he uses people. And we're thankful for the people he uses. He raises up people to be leaders in the state, and how we wish that he would raise up godly leaders. Don't we pray for that when we see so much confusion in our land today? Oh, that we would have godly leaders raised up by God who would acknowledge that they are servants of God and take their directions from him. And we see the mess in the church. And again, we pray that the Lord would, in church, raise up godly preachers and godly leaders, and that there would be reformation and revival. We are thankful for these things. We're aware of the blessings of the ministry that God uses. He uses the public means of grace and the ministry of the word and the pastoring of the elders to help God's people at an individual level. But at the end of the day, who's the one that matters? It's the Lord. Thou leddest thy people like a flock. Here is the one who personally superintends, who is a close watch and all. He was with Israel. If you'd been in that camp, you would have known the pillar of cloud or the pillar of fire was there. You would have been conscious of his presence. And what comfort and encouragement that would have given. And is not the Lord still the shepherd of his people? Can you say today, the Lord is my shepherd? Oh, what a wonderful thing to say. Jehovah, my shepherd. A personal shepherd. One to lead me personally. My God, my shepherd. Friend, make sure that you have made the Savior and shepherd your own Savior and shepherd. His promise is to be the shepherd of those who will embrace him in the gospel covenant, who will listen to him, who will obey him. We heard them saying at Marah, say to the people, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, will do that which is right in his sight, will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will bless you. None of those horrible things that fell in Egypt will come on you. I'll be with you. I'll be your shepherd. I will lead you. I will guide you. Well, they didn't always listen. Friend, make sure you listen. And make sure that you can see the Lord is my shepherd, because then he will be your shepherd, whatever your situation, his personal care. Notice secondly, the Lord's patient care of the flock. Friends, isn't he patient with us in our weakness? You think of a flock made up of weak, frail sheep. And you think of how that flock of sheep without a shepherd would never last in the wilderness. If a sheep wandered into the wilderness, well, it would be a prey to ravenous beasts. It would probably lose, it would find itself perhaps without pasture, without water, and it would quickly thrive. But he is the one who is patient with us in our weakness. He knows we are weak. You think of how dangerous it would be to overdrive the sheep. They must be led, but they must be led at the right pace. You think of how the young and the feeble especially need care. There was Israel, a multitude of many souls and slowly moving through the wilderness. And in many ways the Lord led them at their own pace. But you think of what should have been a short journey, a matter of days, and it took them 40 years. And yet during all that time he led them like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. And despite their weakness, he didn't abandon them. Oh, they were slow learners. How long it took them to learn to trust God. Time upon time, they're questioning him. They were slow learners. Isn't that you and me? How slow we are to learn basic truths and to really put them into practice in our lives. But he doesn't cast off his people. He's patient with them. Have you made much progress in your pilgrimage over the last year? Have you grown in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord over the past year? Well, perhaps if you look over a length of time, you can see it. But I'm sure if you can see it, you'd also be saying, what little progress I have made. It can be embarrassing to think that we've maybe been professing or even serving in the Lord in some capacity for 10, 20, 30 years. More than that, how little progress. How little I know compared to what I should. But the Lord is patient. He remains our shepherd. Patient with us in our weakness, not abandoning us despite our slow progress in the work of sanctification. His patient care of the flock. He knows each sheep. He knows their needs. We read in Isaiah 40 of him gathering the lambs in his arms and carrying them in his bosom, and gently leading those that are with young. Here's the one who knows our frame, who knows each one of us individually. Friend, you can be assured today that, yes, he will lead you, and he will lead you at the pace that you require, that he knows you require. And he will not drive you and drive you too hard. He will not take you into situations where you will not be able to cope. Is not his promise this, that there is no temptation that has come unto a man which isn't common to all men, that with it he will not also give a way of escape? He will not bring you into situations where his grace is not sufficient for you. lay a hold of that and take comfort from that because of his patient, gentle care. You may feel, as Asaph was feeling, that you're landing in situations which are beyond your control and where you cannot cope. It is not his promise, my grace is sufficient for thee. Trust him and go forward and let him lead you in the way that you should go. But you see also his patience with us when we wander. We sang in the psalm, I like a lost sheep went astray, thy servants seek and find. Well, that was true of David. It was true of Israel. It's true of the believer. If you think of the Exodus, if one thing that is proclaimed by the Exodus, surely it is this, the amazing patience of God. You think of how they had only been brought through the Red Sea, and almost immediately they are complaining to God about his dealings with them and the situation they find themselves in. What patience. Aren't you amazed, dear believer, at God's patience to you? How he perseveres with you, and that he perseveres with you and is patient with you for his own name's sake. Be thankful that when God has begun a good work, he intends to complete it. If it wasn't for that, what hope would we have? But his promise to keep us should encourage us. See his patience. Think of the Jews grumbling there at Marah. How soon they forgot God's blessings. How soon we forget God's blessings when things go wrong. Remember his blessings. Do not test his patience. When you think of the Jews' sin, they're still at Sinai when they make a golden calf, despite being told that they're not to make idols. They're making a golden calf and saying, this is the gods that have brought them out of Egypt. There's a shepherd, you see. He doesn't abandon his flock. He's leading his flock. The sheep decide to take a detour and go a different way. And there is the Lord with a voice from behind them saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. You're going the wrong way, they've strayed. And so he's having to turn round and call them back. This is the way, walk ye in it. How often we need that? Be thankful. His promises to restore us to the paths of righteousness for his own name's sake. And how often the problem is simply one of a failure to trust him. Remember how shortly after this, spies were sent into the land of Canaan. Oh, it's a good place. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. But the problem is, if we go there, we'll be destroyed. Here is a God who had recently destroyed the great superpower of the day, who had done miraculous things for them that no one could have dreamt of. He had led them through the flood on foot on dry land and destroyed their enemies. And they've got no word of it. All they see is the problem ahead of them and not what God had done for them before and what he was still able to do. How often they tried God, they tested God. How often they doubted them. And they have to learn the hard way. Look at 40 years wilderness journeying instead of a few days. God is teaching them his own faithfulness. And the trials come that they might trust him more. Think of God's patience with you and me. Thank him that he's been patient with you over the past year. And rejoice that his patience will continue. He led his people like a flock. A third thing, notice the Lord's powerful care of the flock. If you think of the whole of the experience of the Jews here, then we can see that there was a powerful display of the God's glorious strength, his power to help them, his power to keep them. You think of the plagues, and you think of the passage through the Red Sea. There is God's power at work. God is their God. I am Almighty God. Be perfect. And walk before me. Walk with me. Walk in relationship with me. And you'll find the strength of God is your strength, because I will be God for you. Think of what they saw at Mount Sinai. The thunder, the lightning, the earthquake, the fire. Or there's the awesomeness of God, reminding them of his holiness. But that very same God was the God who was going to enter into covenant with them. He already was, but he was going to renew that covenant at Mount Sinai. And his pledge was, I will be your God. Yes, this one who appears in glory and his holiness and his power and his majesty. Yes, treat me reverently. You must obey me. That's what I deserve. And especially as your Redeemer, I deserve this. So yes, obey me. If you love me and really realize who I am, you will obey me. That's why God's people hate sin and they love holiness. Because they love the God who is holy. And they fear. They fear doing that which will provoke him to anger and cause them to be chastised. But you see, this same God, who is so glorious in his holiness, is the God who says, I will be your God, and you will be my children. And I will be God for you. Dear believer, has the Lord not engaged to be your shepherd? Has he not promised in covenant to be your shepherd? Has he not pledged himself to lead you as a shepherd? Is not the Almighty One your shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Let us believe him. And let us know there is no need to fear the future. And no need to fear the enemies of God. And no need to fear what trials or troubles might come our way. If the Almighty One is God for me, the eternal God is your refuge, underneath the everlasting arms, the almighty power of God is engaged for your personal care. Isn't that amazing? Trust him. And remember then, if God be for you, who can be against you? Press on in the faith. So what do we see? We can see his personal, patient, and powerful care. Well, then notice a fourth thing, the Lord's perpetual care of the flock. The Lord was with the Jews in Egypt, but he didn't leave them. He was with them all the way from Egypt to Canaan, and indeed he was with them in Canaan as well. There he was with them perpetually in the different situations of life, with our different needs. And do you believe it is the Lord not promised to be with you? Does he not say, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee? And if that is true, we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. He will be with you in life. He will be with you in death. He will be with you in glory. Because even in glory we read that of the Lamb in the midst of the throne, still leading his people to fountains of everlasting water. He remains the Lord who perpetually cares for his flock. Yes, there are dangers. Israel were to experience many dangers. There were enemies all around them. And at times they came sniping at them. Or they just refused to let them pass through. Some sneaked up behind and attacked from behind. Others were more open in their attacks. But the Lord brought them through. And he brought them to their own land. Sometimes he protected them from dangers. Sometimes he was with them in the midst of dangers. Friend, can't you say the Lord has done that for you? He has kept you from many dangers that others have experienced. Many trials you've been spared. But you know also that there have been trials you've had to go through. And when you've had to go through these trials, you can look back and say, the Lord was with me in them. And he helped me. And I'm thankful for those experiences. I would never have planned it that I should have these things. But the Lord brought blessing out of them all. There were dangers. But he was there and he helped me. Or you think of how there are many times when we just need his guidance. Well, thou leddest them like a flock. The Lord led them in the route they went. Will he not lead you? Perhaps you've got decisions to make. What shall you do? How often we make decisions and perhaps don't take them, the matter to the Lord. How often we make the wrong decisions because we do not seek his will and see everything in the light of his word. But he is the one who promises to lead his people. He will lead us even unto death. And he will lead us forever. Or you think of the care of the shepherd providing for his flock. Well, how God provided for the Jews. Are they hungry? They get manna. Are they thirsty? They get water. Their shoes, they do not wear out. Their clothes, they do not wear out either. Because the Lord was providing for them. Friend, will he not provide for your needs? Are you trusting him? Whether it's spiritual needs or just ordinary everyday needs? Does he not promise to supply all your needs? And trust your cares to the shepherd. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. And all these other anxieties, many of which you can't sort out anyway, they will be sorted out themselves. All other things shall be added unto you. A final thing. Notice the Lord's perfect care of his flock. Thou leddest thy people. The word there for lead, it includes the idea of being led on the right way. So it's not just that he led them, but he led them on the right way. And yes, as we saw on Sabbath, that often can mean it's a strange way. The Red Sea, heading towards the Red Sea didn't seem the right way at all. It seemed the wrong way. And the people are crying out, wondering what's happening. When you think of the 40 years in the wilderness, that seemed like a wrong way. It was only a few days' journey. And yet instead they had 40 years of wandering around in the wilderness, going around in circles. But it was the right way. It was the way which was fitting, and God knew was the right way for them. Isn't our problem that we, like sheep, often think we know the way? And we choose our own way. And like the sheep, we forget we don't know what's best for us. Let us remember, the Lord will lead us in the right way. Whatever providences may come our way, know that ultimately it will be for His glory and for our good. Dear believer, remember God's care will be perfect. What does that mean? It means you will lack nothing. He'll provide for all your needs. Now, of course, that means He won't necessarily give you what you want, but the Lord will give you what you need, because He will lead us and provide for us perfectly. He'll lead you in the right way, which means your life will not necessarily be one of plain sailing. There will be storms, there will be troubles. You may be in danger of shipwreck. There'll be difficulties. But what's God doing through it all? He's forwarding His work of grace in your soul, taking you step by step nearer the promised land of heaven itself. That's what He's doing. And through it all, He'll be revealing more of Himself to you, more of His grace to you, showing you more of your own self and your need of Him. And it'll all be for your lasting good. He'll lead you, and it will be in the right way. What do you and I need to do then? Don't we need to learn to trust Him? Not doubt His care when we get confused and don't understand His ways. But remember, He is wise, He is good. And say, as Thou hast led Thy people by the right way, so Thou wilt continue to lead me by the right way. Give the grace that I need for the situation I am in. He led His flock like a shepherd. So He will still lead His flock like a shepherd. And as you and I go on in this new year the Lord has given us, we can go on in confidence as we say, the Lord is my shepherd. Let us make it then our daily prayer, Lord, lead me as part of Thy flock. And let us make it our determination to listen to Him, to obey Him. For those who follow Him, do listen to His voice. That's only proof you are a believer, surely, is that you actually follow Him. You listen to His voice. You rest all your hopes upon Him. Rest all your cares upon Him. And look to Him to lead you. As He led Israel, Thou leddest Thy people like a flock. With the hand of Moses and Aaron, make sure the Lord is your shepherd. And if He is, rest in His care, for it will always be good. Let us pray.